We are back on The Local Beat. It's brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And joining us this week, it is not Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. We got a pinch hitter this week. It is the one and only Kevin Martin, whose stories we've talked about many a time here on The Local Beat. And he's here to talk about one story of his own and another as well. This one will become from Owen McMillan. But before we get to that, Kevin, good morning to you, sir. Thank you for pinch hitting for Dave. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Rocco. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic, Kevin. And like I said, let's start with your story. This was in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. We've got a good chunk of apartment buildings coming to the city of Elyria, or at least a plan to move forward with construction of said apartments. Again, you had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. What's going on here? Where are these apartments going, and how many are we talking?
Absolutely, Rocco. We're looking at 100 apartments over on Foster Avenue at the site of the former Thomas Jefferson School. Thomas Jefferson has been vacant for several years now, and it's becoming a bit of a nuisance property for residents. So developers coming in, they're looking at 100 units in two phases that's going to be dedicated to independent senior living. It's a bit of a revamped plan from the developer after some community concerns. Initially, it was going to be what they called workforce housing, but after some healthy conversations, after a planning commission approval, community development committee did approve this plan last Monday's meeting. So we're looking for June 2024, hoping to see some action down there.
What were some of those community concerns involved with this?
Well, really, it's a lot of the community is mostly seniors, as I understand it, and so they want certainly a project that's going to reflect the neighborhood. And there are also some concerns about the what ifs, you know, if this project doesn't go forward now that the city has rezoned the property or is looking to rezone the property, what happens? What does that open the door to if this building does not get constructed? So a lot of healthy conversations are happening, but it looks like it's moving in a positive direction.
That's always good. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that here in the coming future. We'll see what happens with those proposed apartments. Like you said, Kevin, 100 of them planned at the former Thomas Jefferson School on Foster Avenue, so we'll see how exactly plans move forward with this. The other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning, Kevin, this one comes from your colleague Owen McMillan, and before we get to the headline, I think this track right here pretty much sums things up. Yes, we're feeling very hot, hot, hot this week here in Lorain County. Again, Owen McMillan had the latest here. Kevin, how hot are we getting in Lorain County this week?
I tell you, Rocco, I stepped outside for a few minutes yesterday, and it's just absolutely steaming here. So stay inside if you can. Lorain County, we've got Humidex levels approaching 100 degrees this week, and the National Weather Service and FEMA, they're both warning residents to take precautions, and we're talking to cities and just to see what, if anything they're going to do just to keep residents informed about how to keep themselves safe. It's we're in the dog days of summer here, and we're certainly just trying to do our best to keep on top of everything and keep everyone informed.
And just kind of looking at some of the numbers within this article, Kevin, again, Owen McMillan had the latest. This was, I believe, in Monday's Chronicle-Telegram, talking over 90 degrees Fahrenheit later on in this week. I mean, like you said, I think it's best just to avoid being outdoors, if at all possible, with the heat this week. And it feels like it's been a while since it's really gotten this hot in the area.
Absolutely. I mean, just talking to meteorologists with the National Weather Service, I mean, this is something that happens from time to time here in northern Ohio. You know, we've got the humidity, and we've got this system of warm air just pushing north and just hitting us right on the nose here. And we're just trying to hopefully get through it as unscathed as possible.
Well, I don't know about you, Kevin, but I think sometimes it's the humidity that's even worse than just the sheer heat, right? You have the humid heat, and then you have the dry heat sometimes that you see sometimes like out in the desert and on the West Coast and things. But the humidity, I think, is really what kind of kills you when you're trying to move around outside. It's 90 degrees, and then that humidity kicks in. It gets ugly.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it just hits you like a truck. If you if you don't see it coming. So we're hoping everybody just stays safe and makes good decisions this week.
There you go, easy as that. Again, we're joined by Kevin Martin this morning. He's filling in for Dave O'Brien for today's local beat. It, of course, is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Kevin, we'll give the scanner a break this week. I'm sure Dave will have all kinds of scanner tales when he returns next week. But we can close on this. What kind of other articles and news stories are you guys working on over there at the Chronicle-Telegram? You, Owen, Carissa, and all your colleagues. What can our listeners here at WEOL expect to find in the Chronicle Telegram this week?
Absolutely. It's a crazy busy week for us over here. In today's paper, we've got updated budget numbers from Lorain County 911. We got updates from 911 Director Rob Berner. And my colleague Carissa is also giving us some updates on the City of Lorain's budget numbers for the American Rescue Plan funding. And on another level, my colleague Owen McMillan, it looks like he's going to have updates for us on a state investigation into the city of Sheffield Lake.
Wow. Very busy week. You were not lying, my friend. So for the latest from Kevin, Carissa, Owen, and again, the whole gang over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, physical copy that is, or you can find that digital e-edition online anytime over at chronicletea.com. Kevin, I know it's not the first time you filled in for Dave, but man, all natural you are here on the local beat. Back at it like you never left. I thank you for the time this morning, Kevin, and best of luck to you the rest this week. Have a great rest of the week, and hey, hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up here in the near future once again.
Awesome, like riding bike. Thanks so much for having me, Rocco.